and I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A fire at a factory in southern Taiwan has left several people dead and more than 100 people wounded or missing. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The fire began in the evening and raged overnight, bursting into explosions at times. The golf ball factory in Ping Tung County soon became surrounded by firefighters struggling to find those missing. Local television showed one rescuer shining a torch at an entrance blocked by mangled metal as he called out, "Anyone in there?" Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen expressed her condolences to the families of the victims. She also said she would travel to Ping Tung to meet those affected by the incident. A local authority said that the cause of the fire was still under investigation. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia's top diplomat is lashing out at the U.S. and the West as self-interested defenders of a fading international power structure. But Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov didn't directly discuss his country's war in Ukraine in his speech to the U.N. General Assembly. Quote, "The U.S. and its subordinate Western collective are continuing to fuel conflicts which artificially divide humanity into hostile blocks and hamper the achievement of overall aims. They're doing everything they can to prevent the formation of a genuine multipolar world order," Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said. Pope Francis is labeling the weapons industry as being a key driver of the martyrdom of Ukraine's people in Russia's war. And he says even the withholding now of weapons is going to continue their misery. Francis appeared to refer to Poland's recent announcement that it is no longer sending arms to Ukraine. Francis acknowledged he was frustrated that the Vatican's diplomatic initiatives hadn't borne much fruit. But he said beyond the Russian-Ukraine conflict was the weapons industry.